Boo! Look at your eyes widen in terror. Oh, poor little guy. Did I scare you? Oh, I'm sorry. I really am. I just can't help it. Seeing something so cute and helpless like you. Oh, hey. It's okay. You can settle down. I'm not here to hurt you, honestly. I wouldn't hurt a hair on your measly little head. That's it. That's it. There's my good boy. Still scared by bumps in the night and shuffling movement from the corner of the dark, I see. How did you grow up to be such a fine man, but still such a scaredy cat? Though, it's fine if you want to be scared. I think you're even cuter than usual when you're scared. What am I? You don't remember me? At all? Oh, come on now. Think really far back, sweet boy. Back when you were a child. Surely you remember your closet door slowly creaking open with a pair of big red eyes peering at you from within. Or how you looked out of your window at night and saw a long, creeping figure looming in the backyard. How I used to slowly rise up from under your bed, looking down at you as I grew bigger and bigger and bigger, brandishing my big, sharp claws, shining my sharp teeth and saying, I'm gonna eat you. No? You mean I'm not familiar to you at all? That's a shame. After I spent so much time carefully terrifying and scaring you when you were young. I think I see why you don't recognize me. You're not used to looking at me like this, are you? Back then, I looked like a real monster, didn't I? I didn't have such feminine features and soft curves like I have now. I took the time to change my form into something more to your recent fancy. Oh, I'm sure you noticed, but most monsters don't usually take the form of tall, beautiful girls like me. Though, if I looked the way I did back then, I don't think I'd ever get you to calm down, would I? Here. Look at me one more time. Look once more into my eyes. My large, clawed hands. These nice, sharp teeth of mine. All the better to gobble you up with, right? Oh, your eyes are lighting up. Now it's all coming back to you, isn't it? That was me. I'm the monster that was living under your bed and in your closet when you were just a little guy. I'm what you call a bogeyman. Although, I guess that isn't very appropriate now, is it? I'm more of a bogey woman, if that's what you'd like to imagine me as. Oh, and yes, I'm definitely real. You didn't just imagine me when you were a child. I was always real. All the voices, all the monsters, all the fear. It was all very, very real. We're just very good at hiding ourselves when your parents come to check up on you. We feast off the fear of humans. It's like food. It nourishes us. It helps us thrive and live. How have you been since I last saw you, It was such a long time ago. I mean, how old are you now? 21 years old. My. You have been so busy, haven't you, little one? Oh, I know. You're all grown up now. But you'll always be a little one to me. No matter how grown up, no matter how unafraid of monsters you get, you're always going to be my little one. Mind if I join you in your cushy bed? It looks so nice and clean up here. And you look so very lonely. As much as I like lurking underneath it in the darkness, I do quite like being on top. Now, don't look so scared. I'm not here to feast on your fear or to give you nightmares this time. In fact, some bogey girls like me have come to find that the feeling of love that cute, lonely little ones like you can give is so potent. It can keep us fed for much, much longer than terror. I may still have the big claws. I may still have the red eye. But, here, why don't you take a good look at my body, How soft my skin is, the size of my curves. Go on, have a feel. Squeeze wherever you'd like. I promise I won't jump and scare you once you touch. See? I told you. My body is much more lovable than it was back then. Why don't you just lie back to me and we can catch up, I've grown to have a fondness for this cuddling thing you humans do. You could think of me like a big teddy bear for you to hold on to. No? Well, fine then. I guess that means I will be the one to cuddle you. Let me squeeze you. My body is pretty comfortable, And you hardly struggled at all once I got these big balls of mine around you. If only I knew it was this easy to catch you and eat you. Only kidding. Oh, I can't help but try to scare you. It's just in my nature. Believe me, I do so deeply enjoy having you here in my embrace. So soft, so safe, so comfortable. Just relax, relax, and nestle up against me however you wish. Press your hips to mine. Wrap your arms around my belly. Nestle your head between my breasts if you so wish. I've seen what you get up to at night in recent years. You have no secrets to keep from me. Yes, yes. Good, good. Doesn't this feel nice, little one? I'm not such a big, bad monster now, am I? Do whatever it takes to make yourself more comfortable. Even squeeze my softer parts, if you so desire. Well, that didn't take long for you to get comfortable. Oh, squeezing my butt so closely. I really did go all out picking this form. Huge, heaving breasts. Fat, plump ass. Curve so soft, your hands can so easily sink into them as they grab handfuls at a time, and still so much more to try and grab. Oh, why am I doing this? Well, I guess you could say that I missed you. No, not the scaring you senseless every night part. Though it was certainly very fun to do that. I missed the sort of sweet bravery you always had. Always trying to find me, get me to leave you alone, or even offering little treats to me to try to get me to go away. Such cute, sweet generosity from such a kind heart. I suppose all that niceness sort of grew on me, you could say. I spent my time making sure no other monsters from the dark would come and terrorize you. Which, I imagine, is why your years growing up into a young man have been so peaceful, right? You were protected by me, until the day you finally grew old enough to no longer be terrified of bogey people like us. But, at times, I missed all those little sweet moments of yours. And now, as I look at you, so much older, I wonder, are you still that sweet, good boy that I cherished? Don't you want to prove it to me? Yes. Well, I certainly hope that you're that good boy. I can feel certain parts of you being pretty naughty as we cuddle together. Is that the feeling of a stiff erection pressing into my thigh? Oh my, how your legs are quivering, trying so, so hard not to grind into me. Don't you know what monsters do to naughty boys who do naughty things like that? That's right. We eat them up. And I think that cock of yours deserves to be swallowed up. From your lips, your cute little cheeks, down your cute body. And finally, here, to this naughty, naughty cock. So many bad thoughts are making this little thing so stiff. Oh, don't get scared now, precious boy. I know. My fangs look so sharp and scary, don't they? Don't worry. They won't hurt your little stiffy at all. All I have to do is suck and lick and kiss this shaft. Until you're ready to give me every ounce of love you have. There now. I don't seem so scary anymore, do I? No. Not at all. I'm a nice monster now. I promise. All of that scaring and all of that terror is in the past. Now I'm here to love you and cherish you and make you spill all your love into me. I just love to hug and snuggle and cuddle and kiss and lick and suck. And fuck. Your balls are great. Isn't this nice? Why don't you feed the monster under your bed all your love, okay? And in return, she will love you back so, so, so very much. I think I tasted a little pre-cum there, didn't I? Oh, you're so close, right? And all from a monster like me. Oh, how flattering. Shh, don't worry. I'll take the lead and we'll make sure all of that love you have stored up goes right where it belongs. Inside of me. Yes, get down. Even as I hold you down on the bed, you don't struggle at all. That's good. What a nice boy you are. Shh, it's okay. Just cuddle me close and hold on tight as I grind my hips into you and ride your cock. Listen to you moan in pleasure, all just from going in. Oh, God, your moans, they taste so good. Oh, yes, keep moaning for me. No, don't you get scared yet. Don't you chicken out. I get very scary when I get started. But I promise it's all for you. Feel how soft and wet my pussy is. How it gushes and squeezes with pleasure around you. Doesn't it just feel so good? That's it. Let me grind on you. Oh, you're going inside me. Oh, good boy. That's it. Just submit to it. Submit to all the pleasure I'm giving you. Lots. And lots. And lots. Of love. Oh, hug me close. Hug me tighter. Oh, moan into me just like that. Fuck, I can't help but to just slam my body into yours and hold you tight. Oh, you're all mine now, and I am never, ever letting you go. No, never, ever, never, ever, 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 not ever again. Oh, you can come whenever you want, but I'm not going to stop until I've had my fill. Oh, so you may as well try to hold back so it can feel even better when you let go of all of it. Oh, you. Yes, that's it, baby. That's it. Stare into my red eyes. Oh, and my hungry fangs as I cuddle, fuck you, and hold you down against the bed. I just want to drag you under the bed with me, where we can do this forever and ever. Oh, so you'll know just how much I love you, how much love I have for you. That's it. Closer, closer now. Oh, oh, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I'm so close now. Oh, are you ready to give it all to me? All your love and all that cum? Ready to shoot? Yes, then do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Come in me. Come in me, my sweet boy. Come in this monster pussy. Oh, and feed me all of your love. Yes, yes, yes. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, I can feel it so deep inside of me. All that creamy white cum filling up my pussy. Oh, you've done so well for me, little one. I'd best let you get to bed. Don't worry, I'll be close under your bed, in your closet, and I'll see you again when the time comes to feed again. You want me to stay? You really do? Oh, little one, I'm touched. I thought that even after this you'd still fear me in some way. But if you want to keep letting me feed on the love from your cuddling, I won't complain. Come here, baby boy. Nestle into my big, strong arms again. Here, let's pull these blankets over the both of us so there will be no escape. That's it. Right there. I'll hold you nice and close in my claws, and let you relax into the softness of my chest, squeezing you nice and snug. No monster would ever dare think of coming to take you now. You're mine. All mine. Maybe you're even cuter like this. Even more than when you were scared. Da-da-da.